This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene, ranging from the first deer and dove lotteries to frog season soon to open. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. Well, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources recently completed their first drawing for 2014 resident firearm deer hunting permits, and hunters may now check the results of the first lottery by going to the online deer permit inquiry system on the IDNR website, and you can find the website at www.dnr.illinois.gov. That's www.dnr.illinois.gov. What you're looking for is the online deer permit inquiry system. Now, permits will be mailed in approximately 3 to 4 weeks. Applications for permits from non-residents and anyone who did not receive a permit in the first lottery will be accepted through June 30th. And a list of available permits by county may also be found at the DNR website. And once again, that is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And online applications are also being accepted from Illinois resident hunters from June 11th through July 2nd for the first lottery for the Illinois free dove hunting permits at for hunting at select state sites. Now, applications may be submitted July 3rd through the 16th for the second lottery by resident hunters who are unsuccessful in the first lottery, residents who did not apply in the first lottery, or non-resident hunters for the second lottery drawing. And following the second lottery permit application period, hunters may apply for the remaining free dove permits on a first-come, first-served basis, and that begins July 30th. Now, for more information, once again, you need to go to the DNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. And that's for the online deer permit application system. And if you're interested in sailing, the Carlisle Sailing Association is offering a free open house from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 28th. Participants may enjoy the grounds, meet friendly members of the club, and weather permitting, enjoy rides on a variety of sailboats. The club features a large picnic pavilion, 400 feet of floating docks, as well as a protected harbor, 3 electric boat hoists, parking for over 200 boats, shower restroom facilities, a large clubhouse, and home of the resident harbor master. Pre-registration is not required for the free open house. However, visitors must register for the luau festivities that will begin that evening at 3 p.m. with dinner at 5 p.m. And following the luau will be the dedication of the first lighthouse on Carlisle Lake. Top the day off with the Carlisle Lake fireworks over the lake at dusk and the official lighting of the first lighthouse. And for more information on any of these activities, you can call the harbor master at 618-594-3622. And as we mentioned, frog season is about to open. Everybody loves this fried frog legs, and they're delicious. Wild Game Gourmets will have their first opportunity for a fresh frog leg dinner during the June 15th season opener of the Illinois bullfrog hunting season. According to Illinois game regulations, frog may be taken by hand, pull and line fishing methods, pitchfork, landing net, bow and arrow, spear, or gig. The daily limit is 8 frogs with a possession limit of 16, and the season continues through August 31st. So that's June 15th through August 31st, frogs gigging season. When it comes to fishing, it's sort of a good news, bad news situation. The bad news is the free fishing days is now over, and you will indeed, most people at least, will need a fishing license to fish Illinois waters. The good news, however, is there's some great fishing to be found. At Wren Lake right now, the crappie bite remains good. The spawn is coming to an end, and the fish are moving back into deeper water. Some of the spawning fish are still being caught in the buck brush. Wren Lakes has hundreds of miles of buck brush on its shorelines. Not all of it holds spawn fish, but most of it does, and some areas have been producing fish are the Jackie Branch Neck, the Sandusky Neck, both Markham Necks, and the Gun Creek area. This time of year, a minnow worked under a slip bobber about 18 inches deep. If you're fishing in the bushes, seems to be the most productive. You can also catch some fish on jigs. The favorite color at Wren right now is a red chartreuse combination. Stake beds and brush piles in 4 to 3 feet of water are also producing fish and will continue to pick up as the water warms. And the catfish bite at Wren, it's been terrific. Catfish are moving shallow next to the buck brush and rocks to spawn. Fishing in front of the buck brush or along the rocks on 154 will produce fish. You can anchor and pull and line fish or use jugs and trot lines on Wren Lake. all are very effective. And the bass action, the bass have moved shallow. Many bass are being caught in 1 to 4 feet of water. They're in the buckbush spawning. Flipping plastics out in front of the bushes will produce good fish. Black and blue jigs seem to be a favorite right now, and the spinner baits in the shallows have also been catching fish. And the bluegill are also moving shallow, an indicator of the bluegill spawn. The most are being caught in the backs of the necks. Red wigglers fished fairly shallow in these backs of these necks is producing more and bigger bluegill than we've seen in a number of years. While Rend is not known for its bluegill, it looks like it's improving. And at Carlisle Lake, more great catfish action reported. The catfish are moving into the rocks here, indicating the spawn is underway. Anglers are catching good numbers of catfish on a variety of live and commercial catfish baits. The bass bite going strong. Anglers are fishing the rocks and down timber areas. Any place there's cover with plastic worms, jig and pork combinations, crankbaits and spinnerbaits working well along the rocks. The crappie bite still going strong. Even though you would think it'd be winding down, they're still catching good numbers of nice-sized fish. Minnows, jigs working about equally well right now, and you can also catch some bluegill at Carlisle. Good action for the bluegill reported. At Lake Shelbyville, the lake is still an inch or so from summer pool. Water temperatures are about 80, and for the most part, the north end of the shallow crappie have slowed down. They're catching good numbers of crappie on stumps adjacent to feeding flats in about 5 feet of water or so, but this indeed is still slow from a week ago. Most anglers are using a slip bobber minnow to drift past the stumps. Try using fishing the deeper brush and doing the same thing, allowing the wind to slowly drift through the structure. They're also pulling bottom bouncers and spinner rigs through the standing timber in the edges of feeding flats looking for sauger and crappie. In the standing timber, they're catching fish with about 18 to 20 feet of line out, and you'll catch them about 10 to 12 feet deep, trolling at just a slightly over a mile an hour. On the feeding flats, they're running on the bottom and targeting stumps. They're catching a ton of crappie doing this and some pretty nice sauger and walleye as well. Each day is different, and as to how many sauger and walleye you'll catch. Right now, you're averaging, if you fish a full day, anywhere from 10 to 15, and maybe with 60 crappie mixed in, and you'll probably catch a few white bass for good measure. So lots of action there. And we're catching good numbers of bass at Lake Shelbyville as well. Plastic worms, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, the whole gamut producing these fish. These fish are moving into the shallows to spawn and are spawning. So you can catch these fish in good numbers in these shallow water areas. And the bluegill bite also going good at Lake Shelbyville. Anglers are catching good numbers of bluegill on all types of live and commercial catfish baits. So lots of action to be found at our three Corps of Engineer lakes. Our local lakes yielding the same sort of action. Lots of good fishing for catfish, crappie, bluegill, and bass. It's that time of year when all the species are producing, so it's a good time to be heading out. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hickin.